We spoke about the procedure. Now, the last thing is the ruh and the very essence of the good deeds that we do. Now, without the ruh, without the essence and the flavor, then perhaps you don't want to take it on. You don't want to even take it on. If, for example, the wrong type of flavor was added, right, sometimes you feel nauseated about it. So it's good milk, Jersey cow, quality, best in Nottingham, for example, the best quality milk. But something alien has got into that milk, right? Something foreign, alien. Understand, there are a lot of alien things that are coming to Islam. And we think to ourselves, then we must learn to coexist. Alien things are coming in, and what we are saying, no, celebrate Christmas or don't celebrate, but learn to coexist. So here, on the one side, Ibrahim alayhi salam is saying, أَعْتَزِلُكُمْ وَمَا تَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ فَلَمَّا أَعْتَزَلَهُمْ وَمَا يَعْبُدُونَ. So after Ibrahim alayhi salam had noticed that these people were hard on their ways, they didn't want to shift from their ways. So he said, now, I'm not going to coexist, I'm going to move away. I'm not prepared to live with you, I'm going to move away. So now today, in the 15th century, we have learned now that you must learn to coexist with all the nonsense. Haram is carrying on, must coexist. Kufr is carrying on, must coexist. Anything impermissible is carrying on, must learn to coexist and tolerate. But this is not in accord to the Abrahamic accord. Abrahamic accord was taking us somewhere else. Absolutely differently. To understand the Abrahamic accord, look at the hadith, look at the incident of Khalid radiallahu anhu. Understand it. Put it deep into our hearts. The king of Armani had called for a delegation of the Sahaba-i-Kiram to find out what the Sahaba-i-Kiram, what is the mission, what is the purpose, why they've come here. They learned. They want to know. So, Khalid radiallahu anhu goes just with approximately 100 people, and here there's about 200,000 people. So now, we're learning, try to learn what is Abrahamic accord. Now, as Khalid radiallahu anhu steps in, he sees a silken carpet laid out. So he removes the carpet and he sits on the ground. So the king says, but I have honored you in this manner, and you haven't appreciated and recognized the honor that I have given you. So that Abrahamic accord was so deeply rooted in him. He says, you know what? The carpet of Allah Ta'ala, وَالْأَرْضَ فَرَشْنَاهَا فَنِعْمَ الْمَاهِدُونَ, is far greater than the carpet that you have to offer. Threw it out, Abrahamic accord. That's Abrahamic accord. Then again, the king says, you know, I wish to take you as my brother. You all come from same, our lineages are coming to Ibrahim alayhi salam. So we are the same people, and I'd like to take you as my brother. He says, mashallah, excellent. Say the la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and we'll be brothers. So no, this thing is not negotiable. Leave this thing aside. But we want to become brothers in accord, you know. Abrahamic accord we want. Primary is, Khalid says, this is distorted what you're saying. We, in the day of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we left our brethren, our families, our children, our parents, we left them all just for the Abrahamic accord. Because they didn't want to conform to the accord, so we broke away from them. Some of us moved away to Abyssinia so that we could practice the Abrahamic accord purely, undiluted, unpolluted. And some of us, then the rest of us, had to come to Medina, break away from Makkah Mukarramah, come to Medina Munawwara in order to preserve the Abrahamic accord. So he understood it. Sahaba Kiram understood it. Ibrahim alayhi salam understood it. What is the meaning of Abrahamic accord? Anyway, now the king says, you know what? But this can't happen. We can't join up with you. So Khalid says, well, he's very relaxed. It's just about 100 people or less than 100. But in front of the presence of 200,000 kuffar, all equipped to the teeth. He says, very casual, very, very relaxed, very calm. He says, you know what? I'm just hoping for the day when I see your head chopped off before the Amir al-Mu'mineen, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. Just looking forward to that day. Now that king couldn't manage this. When he couldn't manage this, Armenia, now we call it Armenia, I'm just waiting for that day. Your head will be chopped off in front of Umar radiallahu anhu. So he couldn't tolerate it. An ordinary man like this, just with a sword, and he can talk to me so brazenly. So he says to his army's right, go for them, attack them. So Khalid radiallahu anhu says to his people, now don't look at each other. Our meeting place will be at the Hawza Kawthar. That's our meeting place. We'll go for them straight. In the process, if we are shaheed, that's where we'll meet. They took out their swords and they went. The king stopped him. He said, no, I was just trying you out. Are you strong in your faith or are you weak? You don't give your commitment. See, irrespective of all the odds, we remain on the Abrahamic Accord. And the Abrahamic Accord is exactly according to the Adamic Accord. Nuhic Accord. So all that accord was the same. And if we are breaking up into the Abrahamic Accord, that means we're not recognizing Nuh alayhi salam, we're not recognizing Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. So that's not in conformity. But if you go with that, then according to your reasoning, we'll have that accord, Abrahamic Accord, Adam alayhi salam's accord, then everything will be one. Hinduism, Buddhism, Kufrism, Shaitanism, whatever, Algism, everything will be one. Then we must coexist with all this nonsense. So no. This Abrahamic Accord has got a definite definition, and we'll have to conform with that definition to understand the rule of Islam, the rule of Deen, the rule of the way of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. I'll just give one, two stories. I think my time is up now. But Mullah will give me some permission. 5 minutes, all right. Just to understand the flavor. We understood the knowledge. We understood the application. Now the last part is the spirit, the flavor. And the flavor brings about the reward. That's the price, the value picks up according to the flavor. Someone has got the flavor, see his behavior is different. Hazrat Khubayb, now you're talking of Iman, Hazrat Khubayb radiallahu anhu is about to be killed, right? And someone, Abu Sufyan, is asking him, would you like to be resting in your place? And Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam being slaughtered now. He said, I won't even like a thorn to prick Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam whilst I'm comfortable in my health. I don't want any dilution. Dilution, I don't want it to the least. Not the least dilution. I say, you also don't want the dilution. In our material world, you also will not accept dilution. I ask you, you are a pure liter of milk, and someone just puts 1 teaspoon of number 2 and dilutes it, you prefer to take it. So all this Christianity, LG, etc., whatever it is, all that is a foreign alien dilution into deen. Like you're not prepared to take this, then how can you endure this? This is alien to deen, it's alien to our ways, alien to what we have learned from Rasulullah Pak Sassam. We can't dilute, we can't mix up things. And these things have to be spoken about. We cannot say just have a positive approach and don't speak about these things here. Just now that brother that quoted hadith, Rasulullah Sassam wanted to burn the houses. Those that are not attending Jamaat, I'll burn the houses. So today's man will say, hey, but you must have a positive approach. That means what we are alluding, Rasulullah Sassam didn't know what was positive, didn't know what was negative. That's what we're alluding. So now just think about it. See that Iman, I don't want to mix up anything. I don't want to compromise the respect of my Nabi, respect of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for anything. Man is prepared to be thrown into the fire when he tastes the Iman. You know of the hadith, all of us, most of us will know, that he's prepared to be thrown into the fire, not give off his Iman. He's prepared to forsake the kingdom and everything else, not accept the deen, not accepting anything foreign to Islam, no. So, Iman, undiluted, nothing mixed up, pure, keep it, sustain it. Don't dilute the thing. Namaz again, the namaz was at such a level. Khubayb radiallahu anhu again, he's about to be slaughtered. And at that time, if there's any desire, let me perform 2 rakat namaz. And then he says, you know what, if you people, for the fear that you think that I'm afraid of death, I would have lengthened this namaz. This so eager to perform namaz, to be with Allah Ta'ala. But the Sabit Bunani radiallahu anhu, he's so eager with namaz, as he's passed away, he's a student of Muhammad ibn Sirin, who's a student of Anas radiallahu anhu. So he says, someone sees him, that brick has moved on, and straight away he discovered he's performing namaz. Our great ulama-i kiram, Haji Imdadullah sahab, rahmatullahi alayhi, and the likes of them, Hazrat Mawlana Fazlur Rahman Ganj Muradabadi, rahmatullahi alayhi. So the attachment to namaz was to such a level, he said, if Allah Ta'ala put me into Jannah, all I will ask, give me a small place under the arsh that I can continue with namaz. So if there is no namaz in Jannah, then what's the pleasure of Jannah? So that was the attachment they built in namaz. Then if you look at their mundane lives, look at it now, this is the third thing. When they got the right flavor, what was the behavior? So now, so deen is not just restricted to ibadat, our behavior, our interaction, our coexisting, etc., etc. So Mawlana, so his wife is giving him uphill. Sometimes the husband gives uphill, and sometimes the wife gives uphill. So now how do you coexist? Giving uphill, everything, she's nagging, harassing him. People are watching what's going on. She's now, she got a short fuse and she's just taking off with him. So some of his friends advised him, well, you know what, why don't you get married again? We'll offer you our daughters. You don't need this, you don't have any children yet. So we'll offer you the daughters. Now look at the jawab that he gives. He said, no, I thought about it very carefully. I thought of it that if in the event I divorce this woman, there can be one of two situations. The one situation is that she will remarry and the heartache that I'm getting will be shifted to the new husband. See the thinking, profound. That is the man that captured Islam, the flavor of Islam. Otherwise, it is just going through the motions. And number two is, for example, if she couldn't remarry, right, then she'll be stressing all the time. That, you know, I didn't appreciate the husband, therefore I'm going through this stress, this agony, and this pain and grief. And had I not done this, then I wouldn't have been in this grief. So I thought to myself, let me take all the stress, let me take the agony, and free my brother from all the agony, the grief, and the pain. Let me take it upon myself. Now that is the one that has captured the spirit of Islam, the spirit of akhlaq, spirit of good manners, good values. Allah grant us all tawfiq.